Hey everyone, ready to unlock a superpower?
Ooh, superpowers. I'm listening.
We're ditching the capes and costumes today
Okay.
and diving into something way more accessible: hobbies.
Hobbies. I can get behind that.
That's right, those things you love to do in your free time. They can actually make you more awesome. And it's not just about having fun, right?
It's true. We think of hobbies as just a way to unwind,
Yeah.
but there's so much more than that.
Okay, so spill the tea.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be convinced. What makes them so great?
Well, the science behind it is fascinating. The
Wow.
power of play. The
Yeah.
research we're looking at today,
Yeah.
it shows that engaging in hobbies can actually boost your brain power in some pretty cool ways.
Okay, you're saying my love for bird watching might be making me smarter.
Absolutely.
I am intrigued. Give me the deets.
So the research highlights how learning new skills, which is a natural part of a hobby, right,
Right.
that can significantly improve memory.
Wow.
And not only that, it can help with problem solving and even increase your attention span.
Those are some pretty essential skills for, well, life.
Right.
It's like that saying, use it or lose it, but for your brain.
Exactly.
So it's not just about feeling good in the moment, it's about building like long-term mental resilience.
Exactly. And you know, the source actually dives into this.
Oh, tell me more.
They talk about this woman, Sarah, a busy marketing executive
Yeah.
who picked up photography to combat work stress.
Interesting, I could see that.
Through photography, she found this outlet for stress, but she was also developing valuable skills
Like what?
like patience, attention to detail, the ability to find calm in chaos, all those things that photography
Oh,
requires.
definitely. I've heard people talk about finding those moments of zen through photography.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting, right?
Okay.
The source points out that those very skills she honed through her hobby, they actually made her better at her job.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a distraction from work, it actually fueled her professional life. That's so cool.
It's a perfect example of how the lines between hobbies and real life can get blurry.
Totally.
The skills we develop, the ways we train our minds through these enjoyable activities,
Yeah.
they don't just vanish when we clock back into work or other responsibilities.
They become part of who we are.
Exactly. They become part of our toolkit for navigating life in general.
Okay, that totally resonates.
Yeah.
But what about the emotional and mental well-being aspect?
Oh, absolutely.
Because the source also talks about how hobbies can be incredibly powerful tools in that realm too, right?
Totally. They have this story about John, who used gardening to help him cope with depression. The act of nurturing plants, you know,
Yeah.
witnessing their growth, it had this calming, almost meditative effect on him.
I can see that.
And then beyond that,
Yeah.
the sense of accomplishment, of creating something tangible, something beautiful, that can be incredibly empowering, especially for someone who's struggling with their mental health.
It's a good reminder that hobbies aren't frivolous.
Right.
They're not just about filling our free time, you know. They're about nourishing our minds, our hearts, even our souls.
It's true.
I know I've definitely felt that sense of peace and purpose when I'm lost in a favorite hobby.
It's a universal experience.
Yeah, it really is.
And the best part is, it's never too late to discover the power of play.
Okay, I think we've established hobbies have benefits.
Yeah.
But I gotta admit, reading these stories, part of me is thinking, that's amazing for Sarah, that's amazing for John, but
Yeah.
my schedule's already crazy busy.
Right.
Where am I gonna find the time for a hobby?
I hear you. It's easy to feel like hobbies are a luxury, right?
Yeah.
When we're juggling work, family, all the
All
things.
the things, yeah.
But good news, the power of play.
Okay.
It talks about this directly. It
Go.
emphasizes that hobbies don't have to be these big, huge time commitments.
Okay.
Even small pockets of time can have a real impact.
So it's more about the quality of the hobby time over the quantity.
Exactly. It's like a mindset shift.
Right.
Instead of thinking, ugh, I don't have time for that,
Yeah.
ask yourself, how can I carve out even 15 minutes
Yeah.
for something I enjoy?
Totally.
Maybe it's reading a few pages before bed, or a quick yoga class online during your lunch break,
Right.
or just some sketching in a notebook. Just little things.
I love that. It makes it feel so much less daunting.
Right.
You don't have to go from 0 to 60.
Exactly.
Speaking of starting small, the source also talks about setting realistic goals.
Yes, that's key.
Right. Like what's achievable?
Totally.
And that brings up another concern, cost.
Yeah.
Because there's this idea that, oh, hobbies are expensive.
Right, but that's not always the case.
Right. So what do they say about that?
Well, the power of play, like, immediately says, nope, Not true.
Okay.
And they offer all these low-cost or even free options.
Oh, nice.
Thinking about it, reading can be as cheap as a library card.
So true. Yeah.
Going for a walk in nature is free. And so many communities have free or cheap classes for all sorts of things.
That's a good point. It's about finding those things you really enjoy, even if it seems like there's no practical use.
Right, exactly.
Which brings up another point from the source.
Okay.
They were talking about how different categories of hobbies can surprisingly connect in different ways.
Yeah.
Even if at first glance they seem totally different.
Yeah, it's so cool how seemingly random hobbies can actually use similar skills,
right.
Like photography and coding.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the surface, for sure.
But when you think about it, they both need that attention to detail.
Right.
Problem solving, creative thinking.
Yeah. So someone who's good at framing the perfect shot might also be really good at debugging code.
Totally. Or the other way around, right?
Exactly. It's like those skills are transferable.
Yeah.
Even if the hobbies seem totally different.
It reminds me of that Steve Jobs quote. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward.
Oh, I like that.
We might not always see the point of a hobby right away.
Yeah.
But later on, those experiences, those skills, they all weave together in weird ways.
Yeah, like that photography hobby could lead to graphic design.
Or right.
That love for gardening could turn into this passion for sustainable living.
Exactly.
It's all connected, and you just never know where those connections will lead.
It's true.
Speaking of unexpected connections.
Yeah.
The source also talks about how hobbies.
Yeah.
Can be like a secret weapon for your career.
Oh, absolutely.
It's interesting because we tend to keep hobbies and work separate.
Right, like they're two different worlds.
Yeah, but they can be super valuable at work.
Totally.
When you think about it,
yeah.
What we spend our time on outside of work,
mm-hmm.
What we're passionate about,
mm-hmm.
It says a lot about who we are, right?
Of course. It shows our skills, what we value.
What we can bring to the table.
Exactly.
It's like they give us this like hidden advantage.
Right.
A way to stand out.
Yeah. To show off our talents
yeah.
And our experiences.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget networking.
Oh.
Hobbies can be great for that. Joining a club, taking a class, even connecting with people online.
It's the best way to meet new people.
Right.
Open doors to new opportunities. You just never know.
It's like that saying, your network is your net worth, but for hobbies.
Right.
It's so cool how this deep dive is making us rethink hobbies.
Yeah.
Like it's not just a way to kill time. It's this powerful tool, you know.
Totally.
For growth,
mm-hmm.
Personally and professionally.
Like
right?
Unlocking a secret level of self-improvement.
Right.
And anyone can do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter like your background or how busy you are.
Right.
And you know what I'm really vibing with?
What's that?
That whole idea from The Power of Play
mm-hmm.
About lifelong learning.
Yes.
Because hobbies, they make us approach things with beginner's mind.
Yeah. Like we're kids again.
Right. Like we're open to learning and growing no matter how old we are.
Totally. It's easy to get stuck, you know, thinking we're too old or too busy to try new stuff.
That's so true.
But hobbies, they help us break free from that.
They give us permission to just play, you know?
Exactly.
And you know what else? I love how the book talks about resilience, too.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
How do hobbies play into that?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
They're a good way to deal with stress, right? Yeah. Like a way to shift your perspective when things get tough.
Mm-hmm.
They also help us get better at problem solving.
In a fun way.
Exactly. Like in a low pressure situation.
Like
when you're trying to learn a new song on the guitar, you know?
Yeah. Or a new recipe.
Right.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, sure, but you learn to just keep going.
It's true. And you learn how to figure things out.
Exactly.
So it's like we're training our brains to have a growth mindset,
yes.
Right? Where challenges are just opportunities to learn.
I love
that. Instead of like roadblocks.
Exactly.
We're flexing those mental muscles and building resilience.
Yeah.
And we're having fun while doing it.
The best of both worlds.
Seriously. And you know what else I find really interesting?
What's that?
How hobbies can shape our like personal brand.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially now with social media and everything being online.
It's true. What we spend our time on outside of work,
mm-hmm.
What we're passionate about.
It all adds up.
It shows who we are.
Totally.
And The Power of Play points out that those passions,
yeah,
they can actually have like real world impact.
Absolutely. Think about turning a hobby into a side hustle,
right.
Or supporting businesses that align with our passions,
yeah.
Or even just gaining skills that make us more competitive in the job market.
Exactly. Like hobbies are an investment, not just something frivolous.
100%. An investment in ourselves and our future.
This deep dive has been amazing. I feel like I have a whole new appreciation for hobbies.
Me too. It's really got me thinking.
It's not just about like filling time. It's about like fueling our growth, our well-being, our overall awesomeness.
Exactly.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us today for this deep dive into the world of hobbies.
It was a blast.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep playing.